God. Okay. Now we continue. This is book 5 already, eh? So I hope that in the future we can start again, eh? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's good to every time a little some thoughts is already good for the whole week. So this is the message of Jesus, eh? My daughter, know that between me and you, there's a bottomless abyss, an abyss which it separates the creator from the creature. Naturally, no? There's lots of distance, no? God and us, we are creature. But this abyss is filled with my mercy. Although we are far away, but the love of God put us closer and together also. One. I raise you up to myself, not that I have need of you, but it is solely out of mercy that I grant you the grace of union with myself. So all the graces, it's out of mercy. Anybody, including St. Teresa, Avila, or St. Teresa of Lisieux, or Mother Teresa of Calcutta, all special grace, this giving free. If you respond, you have the fullness of grace. So if which one of us belongs to us, right? If you respond, listen, and say yes, fullness of grace. Do you believe that? That's great. Tell souls not to place within their own hearts obstacles to my mercy. Many times we don't trust much. There's an obstacle. Distractions. Our own things first before God, the Lord. This is the mercy of God, which so greatly wants to act within them. My mercy works in all those hearts which open their doors to it. So you see, Jesus opened to all the hearts, all, no exception. If it's not working, just because you're closed. Both the sinner and the righteous person have need of my mercy. No, of course the sinners need, but each one of us, we need too. Don't just tell yourself, only the sinners, they need to, you know, the mercy of God. You don't need, no. Conversion as well as perseverance is a grace of my mercy, you know. Our heart changed, or persevere in goodness, is pure grace of God. Nothing else. Not because you are good, then you have the grace. No. It's freely given freely. Morning. Let souls who are striving for perfection particularly adore to my mercy, because the abundance of graces which I grant them flows from my mercy. So, for those who are striving for perfection, if you want to be holy, we are all called to be holy, right? We are all called to be saints. Special saints. Not necessary. Your name written in Vatican or your big picture hang up. It's more important hang up in the heart of Jesus. More merit. I'm not saying those people in St. Peter Basilica, they are known as, of course, but that only, you know, the glory is not from there. The glory is that you, your yes to Jesus. I decide that these souls distinguish themselves by boundless trust in the mercy. Trust, you know, the word Jesus was very much, the word trust. That means we don't trust much. We say we trust in our head, but practically, we all want to solve all the problems by our own self. That's why we are tired, we are not happy, because things are not happened as what we wish. Although you do all what you want, what you can, but not necessary, successful. I myself will attend to the sanctification of such souls. So, Jesus will look after you. Don't worry. Just want to say yes and trust in Him. I will provide them with everything they will need to attain sanctity. You see, nothingness. Jesus will provide. The graces of my mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, and that is the which word? Trust. The word of Jesus. Still trust. The more so trust, the more it will receive. That means to say, you have many things to do. Believing, although at times might be not successful, but still believing. That is the God's grace there. Souls that trust boundlessly are a great comfort to me. So Jesus loves those people who really trust, because I pour all the treasures of my graces into them. I rejoice that they ask for much. Ask for much, eh? Don't ask little. Because it is my desire to give much. You see, this is the law. The more you ask, the more will be given. Don't be humble yourself. Oh, Jesus, enough. Oh, let the grace share with others. Let them, as if you are fullest of grace. Fullest of grace. No. The more, and ask more and more. On the other hand, I am sad when souls ask for little, when they narrow their hearts, because you ask little because you have a little heart. You don't have a big heart to ask more, you see. That's a reason why. You don't ask more because your heart is little. Jesus gives the answer, you see. Not because you are humble. You don't trust enough. Wow. Fantastic. Now, this is the word of Faustina. It is when I meet with hypocrisy that I suffer most. Many times, it happens, right? Hypocrisy. Now, I understand you, my Lord, for rebuking the Pharisees so severely for their hypocrisy. You associated more graciously with hardened sinners when they approach you contritely. So Jesus' heart is open to the sinners more than to the righteousness of the Pharisees. My Jesus, I now see that I have gone through all the stages of my life following you. Childhood, youth, vocation, apostolic work, Tabor, Gethsemane, and now I'm already with you on Calvary. I have willingly allowed myself to be crucified, and I'm indeed already crucified. Although I can still walk a little, I'm stretched out on the cross, and I feel distinctly that strength is flowing in me from your cross, that you and you alone are my perseverance. Although I often hear the voice of temptation calling to me, come down from the cross, the power of God strengthens me. Although loneliness and darkness and sufferings of all kinds beat against my heart, the mysterious power of God supports and strengthens me. I want to drink the cup to the last drop. I trust firmly that your grace, which has sustained me in the Garden of Olives, will sustain me also now that I am on Calvary. You can imagine. She suffered physically and psychologically, I think, spiritually. She's in darkness. Physically also. Done too much. Oh, my Jesus, my Master, I unite my desires to the desires of that you had on the cross. I desire to fulfill your holy will. I desire the conversion of souls. I desire that your mercy be adored. I desire that the triumph of the church be hastened. I desire the feast of mercy to be celebrated all over the world. I desire sanctity for priests. I desire that there is a saint in a congregation. I decided that the whole congregation have a great spirit of zeal for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls. I decided that souls who live in our homes do not offend God, but persevere in good. I decided that the blessing of God descend upon my parents and my whole family. I decided that God give special light to my spiritual directors, and in particular Father N and Father So. I desire a special blessing for superiors under whose direction I have been, and in particular for Mother General Michael, for Mother Irene, and for the directress of novices, Mother Joseph. O my Jesus, I now embrace the whole world and ask you for mercy for it. When you tell me, O God, that it is enough that your holy will has been completely accomplished, then, my Savior, in union with you, I will commit my soul into the hands of the Heavenly Father. For trusting your unfathomable mercy, and when I stand at the foot of your throne, the first hymn that I will sing will be one to your mercy. Poor earth, I will not forget you, although I feel that I will be immediately drowned in God as in an ocean of happiness. There will not be an obstacle to my returning to earth to encourage souls and to incite them to trust in God's mercy. So although for her is kind of an obstacle also. But don't worry. She's wanting us to come back to earth to tell people, love more, trust more. Indeed, this immersion of God in God will give me the possibility of boundless action. As I write this, I hear Satan grinding his teeth. He cannot stand God's mercy and keeps banging his things in my cell. You see, the devil is doing things against her also. But I feel so much of God's power within that, within me, that it does not even bother me that the enemy of our salvation gets angry. And I quietly keep on writing. So she's tired. So humanly speaking, she doesn't want to write anymore. Also the devil asks him, don't stop, don't do that. Stupid. So this is temptation. No, she said, I continue. Even I'm sick, I still have to decide to write. Okay, today, enough for today, right? So we pray together the divine mercy, so to ask Jesus, open our hearts.